Starvation impossible.
Coming up, Iran says advanced missiles can target basically any threat. They tested their longest-range missiles to date on Monday, did it on Sunday as well. What's the reaction from the U.S., Israel, and Europe? We have all of that to get to. Plus, we're going to crisscross across the United States and tell you what's happening with the H1N1. There's actually a rally in Albany over the flu shot debate. Some people flat out don't want it, don't care that the government is monitoring side effects, and think that the vaccine is loaded with a whole bunch of we don't know what you got, who you got, where you got it from. And that's where we start on America Tonight. While all of this is happening, our president is going to rally for his home city, really his home city, Chicago. I mean, because that's where he made his name, did the state senate thing, you know, the rest is history. Chicago is up for a possible Olympic game in 2016. The deal is on Friday. They're going to decide in Copenhagen. The competition is stiff. The president and the missus have been working the phone along with their celebrity friends. But that's not enough to push this over the top, apparently. So the president, who said he was too busy, wish he could have gone, is now getting on the plane, Air Force One, and flying over on your tax dollars to Copenhagen to push for the Olympics to go to the Windy City. It's a great fair or foul question. Is he taking his eye off the ball? Now, we have addressed this in an earlier hour of America Tonight, and we had a caller who said, listen, that's, you know, we're connected now in the world. You can be doing all kinds of things. Hey, who says that Bush wasn't working when he was at Crawford, when he was on the ranch and being criticized for all those vacation days? So who says that Obama can't be working while he's on the plane? Well, no doubt he can be working on things on the plane, but the idea is, should we pay for a flight to Copenhagen to get an Olympics to Chicago? And when you think about that, and you think about General McChrystal, and you think about Petraeus, and you think about all the people serving in Afghanistan, and the willy-nilliness of, well, we don't know what the strategy is because we're waiting for the commander-in-chief. We have these reports. I prepared this report, which leaked out in the Washington Post. So everybody basically in America knows we want more troops, 40,000. Are we going to get our troops? The president hasn't said. He needs to chew on. He needs to decide. He needs to sit down. He needs to have conversations. If he needs to sit down, he needs to have conversations with a whole lot of people. He doesn't need to be on a plane to Copenhagen. Somebody else can do that, not the president of the United States, not in this particular case and for this particular reason. You might agree, you might disagree, that's fine. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Bob, who's listening to us in Vermont. He's our leadoff guy. Bob, thanks for hanging through.
Yeah, no problem. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's always nice to listen to you at night and drive through, driving home usually from work when I get a chance to tune in. Listen, I don't, you know, I do IT work for a living, and I'm fortunate enough to talk with and meet with all the different business owners who up here in Vermont are usually pretty left-wing, and sometimes you get some who are implanted from different parts of the country and find themselves here that are moderate right. And, which is fine. Myself, you know, independent here, just trying to put facts on the table. And for my purposes, you know, in terms of Obama being on the plane, going to Copenhagen, gonna, you know, make a bid for his hometown, you know, as we touched on earlier in the show. To me, look, he ran an election based off, stirring up emotion, this idea of change and, And with that, you put yourself open to a lot of criticism. You know, I think it was the caller a few back said we can't expect them to do it all in 8 months. And you know, likewise, you agreed with her, and mm-hmm. I think she was from from Kentucky.
Yeah.
But, you know, and my apologies to Dan, the last caller. I mean, I'm not going to, I don't know nearly enough about the military strategies, et cetera, to be comparable to his conversation. My point is this, is that anybody who runs a campaign or, for that matter, runs, you know, this whole facade of, you know, change now and you know, these last guys are so bad and we need to do this to get to this right place. You know, you open yourself up for this criticism, whether or not he's right or wrong. I don't personally care to you know, decide for my own purposes. Mm-hmm. But what I see, and it's a constant thing, and more so with this president than the last, is that he's really based his whole agenda off of stirring up this emotion, and he played it well. He played it ingeniously well during the campaign, and he really cut folks, you know, on the tee. They're teed up and they're ready to launch for this guy during the whole campaign of, you know, we need change, we need it now. Now, it's happened. You know, you've gotten that change, at least in the from Republican to Democrat in the White House. And what's gone on from there? Well, you know, you have a lot of people that are very vocal, and I think you couldn't have expected anything less, you know, from the way that he ran his campaign and what this whole presidency has been about, and what these folks expected of this guy from coming in. And, you know, again, I talked to a lot of folks, you know, this whole idea in healthcare. You know, I asked folks, I said, look, what's the big idea if it, you know, if it's public option, if it's just an option, what's the big idea? And then I said to him, well, if it's just an option, why don't the people, you know, the folks on the left, why is it a dead spot, either yay or nay? It has to be in there no matter what.
Right,
why are they
right,
so
right.
hard on it?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can really, you know, unfortunate to meet with a lot of intelligent people throughout the day, and nobody really knows the answers to these pretty straightforward questions. You know, public option, if it's just an option, choose it or not choose it. Well, no, it's going to cost too much. Okay, well then, if they can accomplish the same thing, the same agenda without calling it a public option, you know, why does that have to be on the table? Well, they can't answer that either, which is interesting. It's interesting. But, you know, listening to this show, you find those folks that are, you know, they're so passionate. So, you know, I want to commend you on, you know, such a nice program to listen to at night and really give folks a nice run of the mix for a good variety. So,
Bob, thanks. I appreciate your perspective on this. Bob in Vermont with a different twist on things. Have a safe drive home. 800-259-5791. And what Bob, I mean, it's interesting what Bob said. He's not even saying whether it's right or wrong. But the point that he makes, I'll take that a step further. We're about change. Well, one of the things they criticized was the vacation days that Bush took. He's in the ranch in Crawford. You know, remember there was a lot of jabs about that this administration was all about the money and bilking the American people and about the upper middle class and beyond the wealthy people in the country, etc. We're different. We're down here rolling our sleeves up and everything. Well, this is about payoffs. This is about Chicago work to get me on the map. We are Chicago, and we're going to take our friend Oprah, and Michelle Obama is going to lead the delegation. We're going to fly there on Wednesday night. We're going to have one-on-one meetings. And then guess who's showing up on Friday? Previously, you know, that this wasn't going to happen because, no, the president's – this is the thing. The White House said there were two factors that went into the president's decision. Health care negotiations now, he's saying, are in place, so his absence won't hurt. Before, he was saying, okay, we can't. There's too many serious things going on. So once again, they waffle. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
We have the Daily Salute. You're going to love this one. It has to do with Captain Sully. Good, good news there. Speaking of flying, our president is flying on your dime to Copenhagen to push for Chicago to get the Olympics, fair or foul. And, hey, I don't care whichever way that you come down on this. Just express yourself on the show. You want to do that with your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. You know how I feel. I think he shouldn't do it. It doesn't make any sense to me because he doesn't, first of all, he doesn't need to be there. He's got a gaggle of other people. I thought Oprah moved mountains. So do you need to have the president there? And the answer is no. I mean, I already told you the one reason. The one reason is because this is what the president is saying. He thinks healthcare is in better shape. It is? From everything I've heard and every call that I've made to try to get through to anyone on the Hill and talk to anybody's aides, that half of the time their emails are so jammed up still, their healthcare is not in better shape. What is he talking about? It's in better shape. In better shape to get past? Do you think so? Without the nuclear option? Mm-mm. And then the second part of that is there was two reasons. That's what Robert Gibbs said, the White House spokesperson. He said that the second reason was that Obama wanted to bring the games to his hometown. That's it. That's his hometown. Chicago's his hometown. He wanted to be there. He felt like it would mean a significant economic boost for the city. Now, one thing that Dan said is, you know, that's not true. It doesn't lead to an economic boost to a city. That's not necessarily true. Here's what the problem is. He did make a good point. You have to lay out so much bloody money in the beginning, and that city is drowning in debt. I mean, Illinois is drowning in debt like so many other states, and then, of course, specifically the city. So from that point of view, yes, because you got to shell out the cash up front. You know, you got to sell the sponsorships. You got to build the structures they need. You have to have the Olympic Village. It costs millions upon millions of dollars. And then you have to make sure that you don't have enough people coming in and then spending the do-re-mi. It's beneficial to restaurants and hotels and all that sort of stuff for sure that are already established because people would need places to stay and places to eat when they're in the city. But you have to develop that Olympic city. You have to put it together. If you remember, there was a problem with Salt Lake City. I mean, they were upside down and all around. And who was the guy who came to the rescue? It was Mitt Romney, who had to try to make things right there. So you can get into a lot of debt with this. And, you know, it starts off in the opposite manner. And then you hope that it flips over into the profitable line. Certainly, like I said, for established businesses, it can mean money. But then what about the city itself for what ultimately they have to put out there to get the city ready for the Olympics, right? So I think this was a favor thing, personally. Let's see what more of you have to say. Again, thanks for hanging through. Dale is listening to us. Dale in Missouri. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
Good.
I think Obama's going to do what he wants to do, regardless of what the American people have to say. You have inexperience here, but he's on top. On the other side, you got a good speaker. See, that's one. I think that's what won him that election.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's going with Oprah, well, let Oprah foot the bill. How much money did she stick into the campaign? Millions. Millions.
Mm-hmm.
This is sad because they think, and on Afghanistan, if Obama thinks he's going to win over there, the Russians didn't win. There's over 300 Muslims in this world, and 48 million hate us. And when the U.S. forces kill one, they replace them with 20.
Yep.
And you know, it's sad. It's sad to think about that. And to me, 2016, I don't think this world will be here. But that's my thought, you know.
Dale, I hope you're wrong on that prediction, I have to tell you, to be honest.
Well, yeah, the way this world's going, well, let Iran fire one missile. What's going to happen?
No, I agree. If a nuke goes off, and there is that potential, because Ahmadinejad doesn't care. I've said that all along when everybody says, oh, no, he's not that powerful. He's not that powerful. Yes, he is.
I think we should have snatched him before he flew out of New York.
I think so, too, and hit him somewhere. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, you made some good points. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Dale, thanks. 800-259-5791. I got a bunch of emails, too. You can send me an email, americatonight.net. Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. All right, Mark, if you call in, we'll give you a free pass back because I know you were waiting for a long time. 800-259-5791. We just got off on this thing about Obama going to the Olympics, and a lot of people seem to have thoughts on that. I think we have Henry listening to us in Vermont.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, basically, I think he should, when he goes to Copenhagen, if he goes to Copenhagen, I think he should keep going back to Kenya. You know what I'm saying? He should go back to Kenya and, deal with that. Our troops in Afghanistan are more important than, the 2016 games. And, if things go, like they keep on going, I'm like Dale, I don't think we're going to make it to 2016. I think we're going to have something going on at 2012 or after that might deal with a lot of, a lot of major problems. And I'm a native Vermonter. We've been here for 15 generations, and we didn't like Obama. There's a lot of older generation native Vermonters that didn't like Obama at all. It's just these ones, the five-generation people, six-generation people that like Obama, the people that haven't been here long enough, that don't understand what's going on. They're more of the what are called the moon bats. You know what I'm saying? And this state hasn't been normal for a long time.
Yeah, I like how you say that about Vermont. I have some friends that live in Vermont. I know what you're talking about. They're always telling me the same thing. Well, yeah, it's interesting.
Well, our state capital now is Montpelier, so, you know, we have this. we need to bring it back to normal, and that's the only way that we're going to be able to save the union if we can bring Vermont back to normal. I don't know if I have the capabilities to do it, but
all right. So Vermont has its own problems. Thanks for the call. Vermont has its own problems to deal with. I like that Mount Peculiar. That was pretty good. That was the punchline of the night so far, by the way, Henry. Thanks. Let's go to Mark in New York.
Did I get anything out before?
You're on. You got the floor.
All right. Well, again, it was supposed to be just about the athletes. Even road states were invited to the Olympics, even if there was only one person. And that's what they had, Olympic committees, right? They used to come to the states or different countries, and they would decide themselves, okay? What Obama should do is Obama should just get a life and just let things work out the way they are. And for people, when they call and say, oh, it took us 8 years to get into this mess, Kate, if it took us only 8 years to get into this mess we're into now, then there's really no hope for this country at all. The day after they ratified the Constitution, which took well over 100 years to argue out, and some of those articles took 30 or 40 votes because they wanted it unanimous, and that was it, no ifs, ands, mm-hmm. or buts. But it took over 100 years to get into this mess we're in, and it's not going to happen overnight, and Obama's not going to do it. But he's just got to get a life. Stop the popularity thing. Just sit back in his Oval Office there. Sit down, have some ice cream with the kids. I don't care. But just get a life. Get a life.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just sit here and I listen, and everybody's got their own opinion. And I don't have one, Kate. Trust me,
right.
It's not my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading the 5,000-year leap right now, which I think Mark from Long Island brought up a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
People should read. Educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get into that library. Get some books now before they're all burnt anyway. But if you ask people, things like Bastogne, the death march in North Korea. I mean, this is what's important to me, you know, what these guys did. But as far as that guy in Iran, he's not going to do anything. He's just a puppet, and like Mark said, from Long Island. Saudi Arabia is behind the whole thing. Because you ever see when them guys from Saudi Arabia, they're all, like, fat, you know, speaking about moving mountains. They just sit there, and they all laugh. They're behind the whole thing with the money. And Oprah Winfrey, no, she can move mountains without a doubt. Every time she gets up, she does. I'm sorry.
You're brutal.
But people
well, thanks,
be...
thanks for the call. You got a rim shot, too, so good for you. Okay, so Mark in New York is saying there's just, and basically I'm going to interpret for him, there's bigger fish to fry, and there's things that should be paid attention to. I agree, which is why the president doesn't need to be off on a sideshow, but that's what it's about. It's about a popularity to him, and this is what's all come out in the last 8-9 months, and it's unnecessary. You got people dying in Afghanistan. What's the end game? The point about Saudi Arabia, I say it all the time, follow the money. That's where the paths lead. Stay with us.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's Science R recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
We have the Daily Salute coming up in just a minute here, but we're talking about Barack Obama, and I don't know if it's controversial or not. It just, to me, it was a layup for fair or foul, because do you think the president should go to Copenhagen? Is this, you know, the crescendoing of everything that we've seen happen with this administration? I think no matter what you think, you voted for him, you like him, he can't be a miracle worker overnight, you don't like him, whatever. I mean, the bottom line is he wanted the job. He got the job. It doesn't matter if it's a thankless job or people are criticizing you and some people love you and idolize you. You just got to do the gig. And it is. I wouldn't want that job. Would you want that job? No. The answer to that is no. I thought at one point in my life of even being a politician, but I knew I could never cut through all the nonsense and I couldn't deal with the idiots that I would have to deal with if I even got into a position where I could try to, what I would think, idealistically affect change. You know, at this point, it's just a machine, the Democrats and Republicans clicking along and a lot of hot air in many, many cases coming out of the Capitol. But in this case, the president says, well, health care's okay. So that's what he's saying. I mean, his administration, his people are saying, well, no, we're okay with the whole healthcare thing. We feel like it's pretty good. It's pretty set. Yeah, it's set. So it's okay to go on the plane. And, you know, hey, it's my hometown, bro. It's my hometown. I'm going to go pitch for it. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's unnecessary. And it's your taxpayers. I'm a taxpayer. It's our money that's, you know, going to Copenhagen. Why not take a trip to Afghanistan, rally the troops, pat them on the back? Hey, you're doing a good job in some incredibly trying circumstances. don't know how many people happen to catch 60 Minutes and McChrystal on that 60 Minutes, General McChrystal on that 60 Minutes piece, but it was very well done. And it was interesting, just as a quick aside, to see how he lived. And he's right there with them. I mean, he's putting in the long hours, and he doesn't want accolades for it. He's trying to figure this thing out, flying all over the place and saying basically in the helicopter, look at this terrain. And you do, and you look at it, and we know it. And like we said, look at the Russians and look at the tough time they had. So the bottom line is, why not make a trip to Afghanistan? Why not do something related to that? And you could make the argument that was made early on in the show that, well, you know, you're connected, so why can't you just do it that way, which was my point. He's connected. You're connected through the Internet, through everything else. So can't he just do a satellite feed thing for 10 minutes and then get on with the rest of the day and the agenda? You know, send all these other people are going over anyway. Do it on Oprah's dime. She can afford it. Fly over there, whatever. She wants it to come to her city. Chicago's her city. And then he can just do some kind of a satellite feed thing instead of taking however many hours it is to fly over there, get off for a couple of hours, and then come back. I mean, whatever. Steve is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Steve.
How's it going, Kate?
Good, buddy. What's your two cents on this?
Well, you know, I think at the very least, one of the downfalls of that have ushered in this whole situation is marketing and marketers and the way in which our democracy has been usurped by marketers. So that I feel like, and this is not unique to Obama, but just at the very least since, and this is documented, but at the very least since the, criminy, the Clinton, perhaps Reagan. And I'm not just saying this because Reagan was an actor, but what I mean is all the way back to at least the 80s, plenty of politicians, and this is not just in the U.S., this is in Great Britain, whatever, where they learned that you need to understand who you're trying to convince. Do research on them, not so that they can be better informed, but at least so you can be better informed to give them what you think they should have, which is different than people being active in deciding what they should have. And so I just feel like this is an extension of that. And
so
fortunately,
let me cut to this, to chase with you. Is this what you're saying? Like, so feeding the beast, playing to the crowds, pandering to what you think.
Sure.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. You're right. I mean, certainly in the case of Obama. Yeah, in the Obama case is definitely the entertainment factor, but you're right. You could go back through other presidencies and pick out those points because the people around them, I say this all the time, what's happening around Obama is the people around him are playing for another 4 years. So they want that other 4 years. They want this administration to continue. It's their gig. It's their job. I mean, there's like another Karl Rove that's hovering around to make sure in a different vein, because Karl Rove was a master marketer, so that's what's
sure.
Around. He was, he was the direct marketing king.
Definitely.
He knew how to sell and tell, and so Obama's got sell and tell people, although he made some bad choices in that department. But yes, that's, you're right. Feed the beast. What can I feed the beast to get them to like me, to keep me up there, so that I shoot for another 4 years? But the problem is, Steve, I think with the healthcare thing, with independents, moderate Democrats, and a whole slew of people that voted for Obama, he's losing that edge with a lot of people who are not real high on some of the things that have happened. So in some ways, somebody's screwing up with him as far as the reelection bid. But ultimately, why do the Chicago thing? Why do some of the other things that have happened? It's all about that. It's all about the glamorizing of Obama, of, feeding, like you say, feeding the people what they want. It's a machine. That's what I was saying. It's a machine even on the Hill. That's what it's about. You're right.
In a weird way, it it's a problem too, because a lot of the people that he's representing, and by representing I mean he stands in as a symbol for and as, are starving for something, and so he's in a precarious position, unlike other white male, et cetera, politicians that were in before him.
Yeah.
So it's all the pressures combined. So it's a bizarre situation.
It is a bizarre situation. Steve, thanks. Call the show again. You're a good caller. It's a bizarre situation, like he says, but here's the bottom line. I mentioned this before. He wanted the job. It's not an easy job. You don't take this job lightly. Is there some narcissism involved? Absolutely. I mean, you are supposedly the most powerful man on the planet. Certainly one of them anyway. The leader of the free world, right? And in the case of Obama, this comes into play certainly, but as he says, he's in a unique situation that is a little bit different than some of his predecessors. The bottom line is the people are starving. The people that were fed, the lines that they were fed that they inhaled, I think during the campaign, there's a lot of blowback. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of blowback, not from extreme right or conservative, because they weren't voting for Obama in the first place. But the independents, the moderate Democrats, the undecided who decided at the last second to go for Obama, the people who, the middle class, who thought that Obama was going to make a difference for them. Because remember, it wasn't even veiled. Bush represented the rich guys. I'm here to represent you. It's been too much of the same. It's all about corporate greed and money. So after 8 years of that, you're getting something completely different with us. But that's not true. It has not been completely different. And it's early in the game. This is yet, I think, another stumble, another miss by the president. There's no reason to be in Copenhagen. He can do a satellite feed interview thing, pop up on the big screen, whatever. I mean, trust me, I've done it. Have any of you Skyped? Have any of you been in a meeting that was a very, very important meeting where that's how the business was conducted? It doesn't matter what business you're in. Now everybody does that anyway. So certainly as the president, he could do that. Anyway, the bottom line is obviously many of you reacted to this. Thanks for the calls. And I got a couple of emails here, too, as well. Quickly, one here from Joey D. Joey D. says, Kate, love the show. Wow, what a reaction from all the people. It's great. I love that so many people that have called you have had various opinions. I think someone in Vermont said that. Bravo to you. I agree. I actually am a Democrat. I actually voted for Obama. I am disappointed by many of the things that I've seen so far. I'm hoping it'll turn around. He doesn't need to be on that plane. You are absolutely right. Here's one from Peter. Peter says, why, oh, why does Obama need to burn up our tax dollars by being on the plane? You mentioned moments ago that Afghanistan would be a better destination. I agree. Let the leader of the free world rally his troops. Don't just leave McChrystal hanging out there. Why not get backing from Obama? Not just in words behind closed doors. Here's another one from Mika. Mika says, hey, listening to the show tonight, I've been listening for a couple of weeks. Have to say, I think you're on point. Why didn't I hear about this very much during the day? So Obama's going to Chicago. Nobody thought that was controversial at all. You just heard quotes, I believe, from the mayor of that city and other people talking about how great it would be for Chicago to get an Olympic. I agree that for Chicago to get an Olympic Games, it would be huge. So I'm not dissing Chicago by any means. But do we really need the president to be there doing the pitching? Come on. Coming up, we have the Daily Salute, plus Nail the Score. Did anybody win? We'll tell you about that coming up around the bend. Yeah.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Castle's back. He's being chased. He's being chased again and sacked by Jaquay Parker inside the 10.
Bob takes the snap. He's back. He fires. Completes to Sean Jackson. Breaks away. 45-40. 35-30. He's gonna go to Sean.
Put backs behind Campbell, up under center, takes the snap, gives Portis, trying the left side, hit, drop, did not get in at the 1-yard line, the Lions defense stands tall, takes, hit play, left side, Portis, cuts it up, end zone, did he get in? Yes, sir, touchdown to Ted Lyons. Campbell out of the shotgun, 4th and 10, 8 seconds left, Campbell, back, throws underneath, it's a hook and lateral they get it to Betts, and Betts is going to be taken down. It's going to be a first down, but it doesn't matter. 3 zeros on the clock. Game over. Losing streak over. Nightmare over. The Lions win it 19-14.
Second and goal for 6. Draw play for Jacob. Plows up the middle and goes in, standing up, touchdown Giants. Play fake, left with the throw. Ascon pumps, gets hit as he throws, deep over the middle, intercepted by Terrell Thomas at the 30-yard line. Manning on a 2nd and 13 from the 18. Back to throw, pumps, throws one to the right side, and it's caught for a touchdown by Sonaris Moss.
4th down and goal from the 5-yard line. Can the Bucs get a point on the board? Can we get a touchdown? Here's the snap out of the shotgun. Johnson looking, throwing. A crossing pattern, and it is incomplete.
All right, some of the highlights, lowlights, depending on what team you root for in the NFL. Hey, everybody. sports shorts. We're going to tell you who nailed the score and if anybody actually nailed the score here in just a second on America Tonight. And if you're confused, of course, we pump politics out and what's important, water cooler buzz and top of mind and where we're all going in this country and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that is the heart and soul of this show, certainly. And we hope we bring you varied guests, too, from all walks of life. And, of course, your phone calls, your 2 cents, very important to ATN. If you've never heard what we do on Thursday, though, it's a lot of fun. We have an incredible prize pack with a cell phone and all kinds of things that we give away, movie tickets, etc. They're part of this prize package. What you do is you call in on our third hour on Thursday, which is really Friday morning, I guess, pretty much to everybody in the country, and the game of the week is chosen. It could be any game. Doesn't matter what the game is. And you pick who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. You don't have to know anything about football. You don't even have to be a sports fan. It's kind of like picking a lottery. But guess what? You don't have to pay a dollar. No Mega Millions, state lottery, any of that kind of stuff, because you don't have to pay for it. And if you win, you win the America Tonight prize pack plus bragging rights every single time that you call the show. All right, a couple of the games that you heard there, I will admit fully I am a lifelong Eagles fan. So the Eagles pick up their second win beating the Chiefs, who are 0-3. A lot of problems. 34-14 was the final score there at the link. Kevin Kolb, the quarterback, picks up the win, which was nice because it was his second start in the NFL after losing the previous week. He's in for Donovan McNabb. So he's 34 for 327 yards and 2 TDs. In that mix there, too, one of the last scores that you just heard, the Giants bageled the Buccaneers 24-0. The Bucs, massive hard times, 0-3. Raymond James Stadium, I heard people are not even paying attention to what's going on in the field. They're just partying it up, tailgating like they've never done before in that stadium. And the Giants are on a roll in the NFC East. They're 3-0. It was just a layup game for the Giants coming off of the win over the Cowboys that they barely pulled out, if you remember. Another big moment in the NFL. Big, I think, for Lions fans anyway, because they hadn't won a game since December of 2007. The Lions barely beat the Redskins, but they did. 19-14. So they pick up their win. They're 1-2 on the season. And Stafford with 241 yards and a touchdown. And of course, they were all smiles at Ford Field because they finally got the monkey off their back, so to speak. Couple of other quick notes. Jay Cutler with a nice game over the Seahawks, 25-19. The Bears, I know there are a lot of Bears fans listening. They are 2-1 right now. How about the Saints? What a roll. Drew Brees, I knew he was going to have a good season. The Saints are off to a 3-0 start. Beat the Bills 27-7. Yeah, 27-7. And what's going on with the Steelers? The Bengals in the end win this one 23-20. So the Steelers are 1-2. Yeah, 1-2. And if you happen to catch the Cowboys, I know it's the team you either love to hate or you love. Tony Romo, 255 yards, no touchdowns. I mean, you saw the first half of this game was so lame-o. Thanks to Jake Delhomme, really, I think, the Cowboys won the game in the end, 21-7 on Monday night. Good thing they did, because the star of the show is really that billion-dollar stadium. And if they lost again after losing the previous Sunday, it would have been pretty ugly, I think, probably in that locker room. All right, nail the score. The game was the Vikings and the 49ers. What happened in that game? Here are some highlights.
Favre goes back to pass. Looks right. Pass is right.
Hill will turn. Play fake. Looking right flat. Throws back in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Niners. Vernon Davis.
Of course, kickers in a dome. It's a marriage made in heaven. Here's long ball kick. Block. 49ers block it. Picking up running. It's Nate Clemens. And he's going to the house. Nate Clemens is going to score a touchdown on the final play of the half. The Niners block the field goal. And with Nedney's extra point, the 49ers will lead it. Wow, what
reversal.
Percy, 2 yards deep in the end zone. He comes out to the 5 to the 10, heads to his left. Now he cuts back to the right to the 20, and he's loose at the 35. Look at Percy fly, and he's gone! It's a 101-yard kick return touchdown by Percy Harvin! There's the spark the Vikings needed.
Throwing the shotgun, Will takes the snap. Will standing in, throws down the middle for the end zone.
Down, 12 seconds to go in the game. Niners lead by 4. Barr back to pass, pumps to the left, 8 seconds left. He gets away from the pressure, fires to the end zone. It's caught! It's Greg Lewis! Touchdown! Oh, my goodness! Greg Lewis! Welcome to Minnesota! Oh, my heavens! Greg Lewis' first catch has given the Minnesota Vikings an improbable victory! No flags on the field!
A huge win for the Vikings, to say the least. You heard the tail end. Could he be more excited? Brett Favre, 43 comebacks from fourth quarter deficits or ties in his career. The crowd in Minneapolis goes crazy. He zips that pass to a guy that's hardly ever used. Wide receiver Greg Lewis nails him in the back of the end zone. What an incredible finish that was. It was amazing. One of the best games, I think, on the board. You heard the final score, 27-24. Nobody nailed the score. Tomas in Michigan came close, 28-22. My guess was the Vikings, 27-17. Matt's guess was the Vikings, 34-17. There were a couple of other people who came close as well, but unfortunately nobody nailed the score. We move on to yet another week. Matt, what a finish for your Vikings. I'm glad that was the game of the week. It truly was an exciting game to watch.
That was actually the best game on, I think. And it's nerve-wracking for myself as a Vikings fan. I will fully admit I thought it was well over when Favre took that last snap. Because we haven't had a quarterback that can make plays like that in forever as a Viking, probably since Fran Tarkenton. And that was just magical. Like, just listening to it again, I got goosebumps all over again. I love it.
Yeah, I love that that game. That game was well picked. Like I said, the computer picked it, and it was really the game of the week. Nobody expected it. Favre did it. Came back in the end. Oh, you think of him, 40 years old. And see, for everything that happens with the flip-flopping and the nonsense, it's paying off for Minnesota. I mean, really, it has paid its dividends already. Let's see where the Vikings go when it's all said and done. So don't forget, you can participate in Nail the Score. That happens on Thursday/Friday in the third hour of America Tonight.
I love how intense you guys are about your Vikings.